This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
The people of Israel have arrived at the land God promised them, the land of Canaan. Now, God told them the land would be occupied, but that he would be with them to conquer and drive out those who lived there. So 12 leaders are sent in to check out this land. But some of the occupants were giants, probably descendants of the part divine, part human Nephilim from Genesis. 10 of the spies were afraid and spread their fear around the camp. Only 2 of the spies, Caleb and Joshua, actually believed that God would be with them and take the land no matter what. In familiar fashion, the Israelites sided with faithlessness and disobedience. They complained, wishing they were back in Egypt, and even regretting that they didn't just die out in the wilderness. So, God punishes the generation of all those 20 years old and up. That was the same generation that was counted in the census at the beginning of the book of Numbers. And their punishment would be this. They would get what they asked for. They would wander the wilderness for 40 years until every last member of that generation was dead. Then, and only then, would God bring the younger generation back to the promised land and allow them to inhabit it. And when this news came to the people, they mourned and they tried to make up for it. So a huge group of them presumptuously went into the land of Canaan anyway to try to fight the occupants. But since God was not with them, they lost terribly. The book of Hebrews tells us that these people had good news proclaimed to them. And the good news was that God would be with them to bring them into his rest at the promised land. But they did not believe this good news. That is why they were kept from entering God's rest in the promised land. And the book of Hebrews takes it a step further by saying the true and final rest God offers actually still remains today. And this rest is only available through Jesus. You see, Jesus has already defeated our true enemy of sin on the cross. Jesus already conquered the true giant of death in his resurrection. He has already entered the final promised land at the right hand of God, where he sits and rests from his perfectly accomplished work. All we must do is have faith like the Israelites failed to do. Both this text in Numbers and in Hebrews offers us the same warning. Don't lose faith. Believe the gospel. Trust that God is powerful enough to save you. Believe that Jesus has earned what you couldn't earn yourself. Don't be like the presumptuous Israelites who tried to enter into the land without God and lost. You can't earn it yourself. So just trust and rest. I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to the God who goes before you into the promised land. And that you would see Jesus as the one who fully and finally defeated the giants of sin and death to bring you to himself.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.